You're very welcome along to today's edition of Family.ie. I'm Ronan Johnston. So, picture this. You've put in a hard day's work, you're just about to leave for the evening. Suddenly, your boss comes to you and says, "Look, I really need you to stay and work on this big project. I need it by first thing tomorrow morning." The only thing is, you are actually on your way to your daughter's 6th birthday party. What would you say?
Knowing me, I would probably work an hour earlier, 2 hours earlier, whatever I could do. Or I'd probably, more or less, probably come back after the kid's birthday or something like that. I'd finish it. I wouldn't be letting the people I work with down. That's the whole thing. Like, I like it doing now rather than tomorrow. Like,
I'd probably end up staying up till 6 in the morning and just get it done and end up drunk doing it, maybe, but doing it at 6 a.m, I don't know.
I'd probably say I wouldn't be able to do it, but I'd come in the next morning, early in the morning, and do it.
I guess I would endeavour to get it done and perhaps be late to the party, but I'd make sure I caught before she went to bed, or my daughter, or whatever it was, just to make sure to congratulate them and make proper the special day that's in it for them. But in this day and age, work commitments really are high up there, unfortunately. It's a tough one. It's a very tough one.
What would you say? If you'd find a situation like that tough, could it be that you might be a bit too tender? This is episode 4 in our 4-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Our goal throughout the programmes is to highlight the need for love to be both tough and tender. Not either or. So far, Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan have examined some of the differences between what authors Gary Smalley and John Trent call the two sides of love. Part of that has been the 4 main personality types. If you missed it, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to the descriptions during our previous programmes at www.family.ie. But the personality types that lean towards the tough side of love are lions and beavers, while the other two personalities, golden retrievers and otters, tend to favour the tender side of love. To begin today's discussion, here's Stephen, Heather and Ger.
Looking at the strengths of our personalities, Stephen, we're going to identify these in the programme. Mm-hmm. And what are the relational or emotional freeze points that occur, or that are the risks for such a person?
There are things that can cause us to clam up, if you like, and seize and get frozen. Emotionally, we don't want to move away from there, or we don't want to move into that particular piece of territory. And there are causes of that. And if we're going to bring greater balance, if we're strongly oriented towards the people side of personality, and we're not addressing ourselves at times appropriately to the need to be task-oriented, then that misbalance can cause dysfunction in relationships and strain and difficulties, and families can get into trouble. But the reason usually for that being out of balance, not being addressed and changed for the good, is because maybe something has caused us to freeze up. And one of the authors of the book that we've been working from told the story of his mother, who was in the category that we're talking about today of being a golden retriever, who was very people-oriented. And she had a daughter who was about 6 or 7 years of age and had misbehaved, and her mother smacked her, and the daughter went to her room and she was upset. But the daughter also had a slight injury to her arm, and that injury became a serious injury which led eventually to her death. The mother blamed herself for smacking her at that particular time, which was nothing to do with the death of the child. But for the mother, being a golden retriever, she felt bad about having chastised her child for misbehaving at that particular point in time, because the child wasn't well, although she wasn't aware of how unwell her child was. She didn't know this. And at that time, the sort of medicine that we have today wasn't available. So the child died. And the result of that was that the mother entered into what we call a freeze point. After that, she refused to discipline her children. Now, she had 5 other kids, and 5 other kids growing up in a home where no discipline was applied was not a good situation for those 5 other children, because they grew up unruly. Because of the natural disposition of the golden retriever, in this case, to want good relationships and not want to offend the children, resulted in her refusing to take them to task on anything. I mean, she was a fantastic mother, but she was too soft on some things that she should have been firmer on.
So how did that affect him?
It affected him in that he was ill-disciplined. And he was unruly.
And did he regret that?
He did, because I mean, he had to learn to overcome it. Unfortunately, he married a wife who was balanced. And he, like his mother, was very strongly oriented towards people. But he was indisciplined in other areas of his life, and his wife held him subsequently to account, which we'll talk about in a few moments. You know, this holding to account and being willing to be held to account is something that people who are soft-sighted actually need. But if these freeze points exist in reality, in our world, because of things that have happened, we need to recognise them for what they are and begin to deal with them. Maybe you were raised by a parent who was extreme in one area, as we've just described, or extreme in another area, you know, that might apply on the other side. And that dysfunctional lack of balance can impact on a child in their growing up. And as we said in the previous program, hard-sided behavior by a hard-sided parent can cause dysfunction that goes on maybe even for a whole lifetime.
Why would a person want to continue with a freeze point? If that is the case, if they're destructive?
Well, we'll talk about reasons why people who are on the soft side, if you like, put off, and we'll deal with procrastination in a moment. But they would often do it because they're afraid. And there's fear of being rejected by the other person, of harm coming to the relationship and so on. But one of the things who people who are strongly soft-sided is that they must deal with the second item that we have on today's pointers for people who are on the soft side, is that you must allow a short time of distance to build and accommodate yourself as a people-oriented person to that fact that if you're going to, let's say, address some misbehavior, like say in the case of your parent or a spouse who's misbehaving, and you have to say to them, no, that's not good enough, or you can't do that, or that's not acceptable, or you're not respecting me, or whatever it is, that to do that, that is going to produce an emotional distance for a moment in time. It could be moments, it could be hours, it could be days, it could be weeks, it could even last for months or years. But that must happen for appropriate relationships to come into being.
Well, do you lean toward the tender side of love? If so, and you've been trying to cope with someone like Stephen just described, you may be thinking, sure, someone needs to confront them, but not me. I couldn't. But can you? Yes, but as Stephen mentioned, procrastination won't help. All that to say, we will give you a moment to think about it because we need to take our first break. This is family.ie. This is the fourth in our four-part series of programs called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Our discussions are based largely on the book by Drs. John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. More to come in just a moment. Do keep in mind there's more information about the book along with many other radio archives and resources to help your family thrive at family.ie. That's www.family.ie. If someone cuts you off in a roundabout, most likely you don't ram them with your car. But then again, you probably don't think, oh poor fella, must be rushing his pregnant wife to the hospital to deliver their first baby. Okay, so let's say you are that gracious. Would that be your reaction if that same guy cut you off the same way every day? I hope not. But if you did, would you be offended if we told you that you both could use some help? This is family.ie, and if you just tuned in, this is episode 4 in our four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Before the break, we began talking about the need for people who naturally lean toward that tender side of love to stand up and address misbehavior. That can be relatively easy to do when we're in the car and the other person is a stranger, but when they're real-life relationships with those we know and love, that can be another story. Back to the discussion now with Stephen, Heather and Jer.
But that would be very difficult for a people-oriented person to want to bring about, even if it does deal with a problem, because they don't want that kind of distance.
They don't want it, but if they want healthy relationships, they've got to have balance in those relationships. Because if the relationships run away untended, like a wild garden, then what that produces is a pack of weeds. And, you know, it's not good for a person to find themselves in that situation, is it?
Not at all. Loving discipline may put an emotional distance between people for a while, but it's natural and it shouldn't be feared. And if we balance that correction with softness, then we won't lose love, we actually enrich it. And I think that the next point that we have listed here, Stephen, is very important in that, about learning to use a word that can save your relationships. And the word, of course, is no, learning to say no. And otters and golden retrievers have great difficulty saying no because they're people person. They don't want to offend. They don't want to upset. They want to have everybody happy, all, you know, snuggling up together. They hate to say no. So they end up sometimes greatly overburdened themselves because they haven't got any discipline in their own lives in that regard. Even Jesus said no, you know, when he was asked to go out when Lazarus was sick, he said no, he couldn't do that right now. Of course, he did in the end go to Lazarus and raised him from the dead. What a marvellous miracle they got to witness. But I being part otter, part golden retriever, part those other things we've talked about, we're all a mixture. There is great difficulty saying no, but failure to say no can allow unwanted attitudes to take roots in our home. So if we don't stop the behaviour or say, no, that's not acceptable in this house, you know, then we allow it by not doing something about it. We allow it and then we see it the next time and the next time and we wonder, why is that happening? Well, it's happening because nobody's challenged it. Nobody's actually said no. You gave a lovely example of Stephen, of the daughter who was going out of the house. I can't remember where exactly. And the father said, that's not how we dress in our family. Yeah. And she didn't need to be told anymore. She got the message loud and clear and acted on it because there was a no. It was a clear message. He wasn't saying, I want to spoil your night and let you have a miserable evening. He was actually saying, I want you to have even more fun than you know you can have, but you need to dress appropriately for it. So failure to say no can allow things to take root that we didn't really want. And they can also keep us from doing what's really important, because what's important to somebody else is not always what's important to you. And that's why we need to have some priorities in our lives and be able to stand on those and say, well, actually, this, this and this are my priorities for today, for very good reasons, not just for selfish reasons now, you know what I mean, but for very good and balanced reasons. And therefore, I cannot do that other thing, but I might be able to do it tomorrow or maybe next week I could fit it in. We don't have to have this always this, oh, yes, I'll do that, for fear of being rejected.
So if I were a people oriented person in a work relationship with a task oriented person, the task oriented person may have no idea of what their behaviour is doing for me. But it would really be up to me to make sure that I maintain my life in balance. And that is where the trouble is, because I am not inclined to say no at the right time. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So how do I deal with that?
Well, Stephen was talking about the fears and the procrastination and all of the things that we use as excuses for not changing or not doing things. I think it's quite interesting to note that a number of Christian counsellors have told us that it's much easier for a hard side person to become softer than for a soft side person to become harder. So you talk about a people person. It's very, very difficult for people to make that change. But if we're going to exercise the harder side of love, we have to be able to make that change, even if we are, to use your quote, a people person or a soft golden retriever type person. So I suppose the first thing is to face the fear, to recognise your fear and to face it.
Jared, in respect of the how do we do the hard things that we don't want to do, we avoid, we're procrastinating on. These are things that people who are people-oriented have the ability to build strong relationships with people on the other side. So if you have a task-oriented individual on the other side who has no idea that the soft-sided individual is under pressure and straining and distressed, and they just keep loading tasks onto them and sort of assuming that this is a great guy. Great, give them that to do and this to do and so on. Well, the person who's a people-oriented individual has the strengths to build a relationship with Murphy's boss. So Murphy can come along to his boss and say, hey, Paddy, you know what? I'd love to be able to do that, but I've got to go home to my daughter's sixth birthday tonight. But how would it do if we had it ready for 10 in the morning? Now, Murphy has the strength of relationships and orientation towards people, if they have the confidence in themselves, to stand their ground without it being a rancorous, contentious issue, and to begin to develop the strength to deal with their lack of delivery on the task side and to address some of their fears. And one of the best things that they can do in order to help them in that is to have a mentor or somebody to whom they'll be accountable that'll say, look, when boss of Murphy comes along and asks Murphy to do the report at 5 o'clock when Murphy should be going home, that they will say to them, look, when that happens to you, this is what you should do. But Murphy has to then go and deliver it. and do it, if you like. And Murphy's mentor will hold Murphy accountable for their growth, if you like, as a person into the task-oriented or harder side of love, which they need in order to protect both themselves, their key relationships, those around them, and so on.
You might be thinking, sounds great. Now, if only that mentor would talk to my boss for me, I'd be sorted. This is family.ie. So far on today's discussion of TNT for Dynamite Relationships, we've looked at a few practical ways that people who tend to lean toward the tender side of love can toughen up a bit. It might seem unloving at first, but if you stop and think about it, sometimes telling someone no, or I'll get back to you on that, is actually a more loving thing to do. Stay tuned for the final segment of today's program for a few more hints on how to strike the balance between being tough and tender. So you'll hear more from us right after the break, but don't forget that we'd love to hear from you. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886, or email us anytime, info@family.ie. Again, that's 086-251-6886, or info@family.ie. Welcome to the final segment of today's family.ie. This is the fourth episode in our series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Today, we're looking at the personality types who lean toward the tender side of love. People who are like otters and golden retrievers. If that's you, then no doubt you know, love and work with people who are more like lions and beavers. They tend to be a bit tougher with those they love. How can you get on better together? Simply keeping your head down probably comes naturally, but that doesn't mean it's the best for you or your relationships. Over once again to Stephen, Heather and Jer.
If you can break those adjustments down into bite sizes, you know, if Mr. Boss comes along and asks you, Murphy, to do this at 5 o'clock, see if you can find a way with him to get what he wants at a different time, or in a way that's appropriate, that will meet both of your needs. So the relationship is not at a loss, but what Mr. Boss wants gets done. And so you learn to be more firm and not giving in to and succumbing, if you like, because you're afraid of the damage that you might do to the relationships that you have around you. Use your ability with the strengths that you have in relationship building to build on those relationships that you've got in order to achieve what the other person wants without being trodden on or taken for granted or whatever.
I get the impression that to learn to say no for a people-oriented person maybe a process, and to be able to say, you know, home life, family life, the nurture of my daughter is very, very important. The boss's report is important. And to be able to say, in the balance of things, I've given 8 hours already to this, I need to give time to my family. And to be able to keep this in a balance. In one sense, is it not a way of learning to love oneself and all the people around us?
I think it certainly is. We're probably so good at loving other people and putting all their needs first that we tend to forget about ourselves in the whole thing. And I think it's very important to be able to love yourself. After all, you can't really help anyone else if you're not helped, if you haven't helped yourself. So I think that's a very valid point indeed, Ger. It's very essential to be able to do that.
But coming from a place of not being able to do it to coming to a place of being able to do it, that has to be a process. Or is there some kind of epiphany that has to happen? Excuse the word.
Well, put it this way, Jerry. God has designed things in such a way that we're in relationship with other people by our very nature, and we're doing things together. To be sensible and to have that balance that we've been talking about in the previous three programs, that you bring together the strengths of appropriate task-oriented hard side love on the one hand, which brings strength and boundaries and shape to things and vitality and direction and focus to things, with the soft-sided relationship pieces that we have where we need those community and that caring for one another that's essential as well, so that these work in balance and in tandem with each other, and that in that community of relationships we hold each other accountable so that we don't drift to the hard side or to the soft side at the expense of the health and well-being of the community and the relationships that make up, say, a family or a community group or a church or a work situation or whatever, that those things are working together in order to help us to be brilliant and we're playing to our strengths.
What are the consequences of not learning to take this issue to heart?
What you're going to do to the relationships is to weaken the fabric of those relationships. As Heather said a few moments ago, saying no at an appropriate time will cause a moment of distance, but the benefit is a better quality loving relationship. So you're going to lose out if you don't get the proper balance. Play to your strengths, but don't neglect the areas where you're weak and not do what's needed at times to be tough.
I think another very important area here for us is to strengthen our spiritual confidence. Because the more clearly we can understand our God and his purpose for our lives, the easier it'll be for us to provide whatever type of love, or side of love, to use our words at the moment, our families need. The more secure and satisfied we are with God, with Christ as our provider and our source of life, the stronger we'll be in being able to help other people and be what they need to be for them. And I just think that's really important. If we have a relationship with God, this is one way we can change. We can ask for the ability to change. We can look to God as our source of strength and courage to make those changes. And as we begin to look and see how God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, he will gently tease us and help us and put us in the way of people who can help us sometimes as well to make the changes that we see are important in our lives. But I think the first thing really is to recognize it. Mm-hmm. And above all else, as soon as we recognize that we have a tendency to be too much on the soft side, then we actually have got lots of ways. Stephen's shared lots of ideas of how we can begin to change.
Yeah, like mentoring and reevaluating our values. Deciding what is important. And as you say, learning a value system based on God's love for us and how he said, I just think of it now, he says, the great commandment is to love God first and then your neighbour as yourself. So that is implicit. Mm-hmm. It's implicit in there then that we keep a balance. And we are loving ourselves and loving our boss if we work towards that balance.
Yes, Mr. Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Toomey.
The Hebrews tells us that the Lord disciplines those he loves. And when you think about that, if we only show the softness of love to people and never show them a tougher side, we're not actually reflecting the love of Jesus truly and properly and appropriately in our lives. And what we're offering to people is a sort of mushy God that isn't really God at all. Mm. So it's really important if we're going to be honouring God in our lives and if we're saying that we're Christian people who reflect the love of God, that we reflect the whole love of God. And God does have a heart, a tough side maybe is a better way of putting it. You know, he disciplines us because he loves us.
This is family.ie and you've been listening to the fourth episode in our four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Our series is based on the book by Drs. John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. There's more information about the book on our website, family.ie. You'll also find podcasts of this programme series and other topics we've covered in recent months, including Meet the Willis Clan, The Five Love Languages of Children, Have a New Kid by Friday, Focus on Finances, and others. We think you'll find it's a wealth of information. Whether you're single, married, separated, divorced, we try to have something for everyone in the family. You'll also find links to follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Again, that's www.family.ie. So on behalf of Stephen Carty, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan, I'm Ronan Johnston. Slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to family.ie. Families strengthening families.